maybe ever again. I'm sure he should not have been able to miss it from some once in his life.
Honourable members, can we start? There's a lack of facilities here, so if my voice wavers in between short speeches, don't blame me, it's the technology that is absent. But welcome, honourable members, and welcome to the minister. I know there's a number of apologies here. An apology from the honourable Sanara from the Cope. There's an apology from the honourable Dean Scott. There's an apology from the Honourable De Brain. She's quite ill at the moment. There's an apology from the Honourable Van Wyk, who's debating in the House at the moment. The Honourable Santo has just left the meeting, he'll be returning. His coffee is still cooling down. Oh, there's an apology also from the Honourable Chabaling. Honourable members, while we wait to fill up the quorum, we're going to discuss things so that we there's not much to discuss. And we shall continue the business of the day, notwithstanding the fact that there isn't a quorum at the moment. The business never stops. I have had many occasions of meeting with myself. I can't take much decisions when I meet with myself. But the rules does allow for a meeting to take place, notwithstanding the court. So we will continue. Yeah, I very seldom disagree with myself when I have a meeting with myself. So honourable members, have a look at the minute in the meantime. We should have a controversy about that because I see no controversial issues present. we should be able to. This minute was not intended. This minute was meant to be a chairperson's note, you will recall. We were not intending to have another meeting, but seeing that you are here, we were then took the necessary steps to provide the committee with a minute. Those of you that were present in the last meeting will remember the meeting drifted from debate to debate over a simple issue as to what should be incorporated in a minority view in the report. Those things are on tape, honourable members. You have to listen to what you said. All those arguments that you raised, you find on tape. We tried to capture the spirit of the meeting to an extent, and then just some of the key issues that were said, and then the key issues that were the resolutions that were taken. So this is the minute, honourable members. Have a look if you see anything. Anything that you find that is, and if you weren't in the meeting, we will appreciate it if you don't make any recommendations to the members. It would be procedurally incorrect. Those of you, if you were not sure if you were in the meeting, on the first page is a list of those that were present. So if you want to check if you were present, look at the list in front and then you will see. The pages need to be numbered, so that might be a small amendment. The resolutions on the bottom of the third page. The first resolution deals with the adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting. The next resolution deals with the report being adopted with the inclusion of the minority view. That was the business that we were sent to deal with. And the third resolution deals with the errors that had been brought to the attention of the committee. Those are none of the key issues in any minute, the decisions that were taken. Is there anybody that wants to talk to page 1 for the moment? Those of you that are timekeepers will see that meeting took three and a half hours to amend the report. 3.5 hours. All members of the House, all members of Parliament, are entitled to attend. I marked you absent because members are busy explaining that in terms of the rules, all members of Parliament are entitled to attend any meeting, of any committee meeting. They're entitled to ask questions, they're not entitled to vote or take decisions. If these are ever in terms, I think it's Rule 134, within the power of the chairperson to co-opt members onto the committee if a delegate or an alternate delegate must be present. If that is done, then the committee, then the member that is co-opted onto the committee for that purpose will have the same powers and the same rights as any member of the committee. I now have the rule in front of me, honourable member, so I'm just going to see if I was correct. 134. If a member of a committee and that member's alternate are both absent from a meeting of the committee, the chairperson may co-opt any other assembly member to act as a member of the committee until that committee member or alternate member is no longer absent. Yes, the power, the chairperson. Very powerful power. The honourable where is the honourable member? I'm just looking for optimum and he leaves. The honourable Abram is therefore co-opted in terms of rule.
Sorry, it's outside.
But she is a member, I don't have to co-opt her. No, she's not, yeah, she is a member.
Yeah,
she is a member. Honourable members. I have not completed my co-option, so it's not valid. How does this? Can we then get back to the minute, honourable members, please? Is there anything on page 1? Honourable Marty, while I don't see anything in the rules that prevents the minister from being co-opted, I would think there would be a conflict of interest in the nature of the work that we're going to do to co-opt somebody from an executive. And therefore, I would hesitate. And be guided by my own opinion that there could be an irregularity co-opting a minister onto a committee of the National Assembly. I'm on the minutes, honourable member. On page 1, can we move on to page 2?
Yes, sir.
Under
point 2? Minor amendments were proposed to the minutes. The DA objected to technical...
Oh, sorry, you're on page 2. Page 1 is...
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Can we correct that in my name? That my sister was not a member of the committee. An attendant, but a member of the committee.
Have I taken your...
No. I kept that one for you.
You want us to put the word MP next to your name?
I attended a as a minister, as a member of parliament. Well, I was in attendance, not as a member of the committee.
Your name will be removed and put under the visitor section then. Is that okay, Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification then. So can we go to page 2, yes, Honourable Swart? Honourable Swart.
Hello, sorry. Yes, under point 2. It said all constitutes the deletion of one word and the insertion of another. But what it is it? Point 2. Minor amendment for reverse limits. The DA objected to technical corrections on the bill by the state law advisers and preferred that the resolution be phrased as direction from the chairperson instead of claiming committee agreement. So take out the word the and instead of claiming.
Where are you now?
Take out the third line under point 2. Take out the word the and put in the word claiming.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like this. Yeah, I'm trying.
Further?
Can I say the direction is it well placed? Be phrased as direction from
as directed. Is that the correct? As directed. I don't know.
English
is too long.
Okay, I'm not sure whether it's factually correct, but I don't think
it's... Yeah, so maybe rejected it. The very next line tells you the committee rejected it. So it's all right. It's all on the record.
Okay, can we proceed
that? But whether that's the direction or the directive, I don't mind. I don't
know. Okay, it remains then as it is.
Sorry.
Next. Anything else on page 2?
Doesn't this mean the ACGP asked for it? The ACGP asked to be included with the DA since it shared its view. You remember, Steve asked whether we could have inserted ACGP. The ACGP asked.
So what is going after ACTP? Asked to be inquired as shared?
Asked to be included with the DA view or alongside the DA view.
They should take out shared.
Yeah.
Asked to be included
with the DA view. Thank you.
Okay. And Mrs. Kotte, after the word dia, on page 3, add the words view which it shared. Between the word dia and full stop, add the word view which it shared. Anything else on page 3, honorable members?
That sentence on that paragraph. The committee could not agree what content in the letter should be included. In the minority view of the report.
That's correct.
Correct.
Right? You must read the first sentence just prior to that. A letter written by the IFP addressed to the speaker was also handed in. Then, the next sentence, the committee could not agree what contents in the letter should be included in the minority view of the report.
What does that mean?
That's correct, if I'm not correct.
Hmm?
I'm correct there. And then another lengthy discussion ensued over what should be, that should actually not be a new paragraph because it follows the disagreement, or rather the argument as to what of that letter of IFP should go into the what. So another lengthy, I would say that another lengthy...
Wait, that short sentence.
That short sentence should follow report. It should not form a new paragraph. The idea is not to put all the arguments that followed from that letter, but merely to say there was a discussion. So can we then just let the next paragraph start with the IFP member insisted, but move that short sentence into the previous paragraph as part of the previous paragraph? Honourable members, can you look so long? Can you be allowed to look so long? Can we go on to the last page? Where am I? It says the committee adjourned.
Okay.
Yes.
If you follow the second and third paragraph of that sentence, then another won't be appropriate.
Where are you?
No, still on the page 2. On page 3.
Yes.
You said you will remove the first sentence of the third of the second paragraph. I was saying if you say another, you may still continue what you mean. This is linked to there, it's just a lengthy discussion then and two. Because this was in relation to the next.
Take care of that,
madam. Can I just say what is worrying me, in the first paragraph, we see a letter written by the IFP against the speaker of the handed in, and the committee could not agree what content in the letter should be included. But it was something else that Dr. Amrutini offered for inclusion. It wasn't the letter, because I then pointed out to him that what he was saying on that day was different from what he was saying. And that's just that, I don't know how far we need to go in a minute, but, and Mr. Mania reports that it was like a silky bird.
What?
That follows. That was a separate issue. We compromised. We came up with a shorter version. which is the opposite. He handed the letter in and he wanted those three paragraphs in that letter included word for word.
Oh, the exact letter.
The exact letter.
Yeah.
I looked at the figures because it was the first time I saw the figure. I thought it was here. Said, no. So that's what that thing is capturing.
Yeah.
Minister, why we said another lengthy discussion? Because this meeting took 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the meeting took 3.5 hours.
I thought you were saying you included the first sentence in the first paragraph.
Yeah, no, but why the word another is used there? Because on the second page, we also capture there a lengthy discussion took place. And what we really, I think the secretary really tried to capture this. Now there's another lengthy discussion. Because a lot.
In relation to the meeting.
In relation to the meeting. We are meet in on page 2, on the paragraph 2 on page 2, you'll see there a lengthy discussion took place about not including technical corrections and agreement of previous meetings. But fine. When it gets into this issue about what parts of the letter should have gone into the bidder, there was a lengthy discussion, which is another lengthy one. But if a lengthy discussion is fine.
That's what I'm saying. If you say another, you may be dealing to the matter discussed in that paragraph. You must then say, I will put the full stop. A lengthy discussion then ensues.
No.
Mm. Yeah. 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 Lengthy discussion ensued. Take out another.
Then.
And thereafter, Honorable Ambrose Smith and
Shoot. Yes. Because that part, the length, another length of interview was just cabling of the length.
Can you move on, Honorable Mayor?
And paragraph 2 is linked to paragraph 1, not separate, but still linked to paragraph 2.
I'm salty, you want your chips. Is there anything else on page 3, Honourable Member? If there's nothing else, then can I have a mover and a seconder?
I move, Chair.
Move by the seconder. Yeah. Is there any objections to the minutes being adopted in the manner of the
minute?
No. If there are objections, the minutes then are accordingly adopted with the necessary alterations, and the secretary are required to make the necessary adjustments. Honourable Member, you need to look at the report now. Only the last paragraph on the first page is new. The first paragraph, those five paragraphs, the committee has already looked at and approved. That was the original report which the committee passed. The honourable members will recall that the state law advisor had identified a number of errors. And it was my view that those errors should be dealt with separately and that those errors should be referred to the House for consideration and that the report of the committee, you will recall we were asked to reconvene to include in the report of the committee the minority view. The first five paragraphs that you're looking at now is what we had agreed to. And the minority views are then captured there. The issue that then arose is what do we do about, how do we deal with the errors that we have uncovered? How should we report that to the House? And my instruction was that because we had already in a previous meeting identified four such errors, that list should be amended to include the additional errors that we have. Now there is this question that arose, how do you bring that before the House? And the view of the people, the wise people that operate in the bench and other corridors that was supposed to give us advice on this matter was that it could be, possibly, not sure, included in a supplementary report, although the rules don't make provision for a supplementary report. So in an attempt to accommodate the decisions that we took here, and some of the decisions were not supported by all committee members, not to say that I speak of a committee decision that was not unanimous. But nevertheless, the decision of the committee. The issue then arose, how do we accommodate that thing? The view was then that the report should be adjusted to include that. Because there's no rule that allows for the supplementary report. So what you have now before you is an adjusted report. You should have no problems with the first five paragraphs because you've already agreed to that. Okay? You need only look at the last paragraph on the first page and the paragraph on the second page. And what has been captured here is to try and accommodate those errors that we have detected. And so we would at some stage want to adopt this report in this amended form. There is, however, printed now, and I am told and instructed by the people that deal with these things, these are your bench people. And
Can you table?
Not bench. So lawyers, we talk about bench, and advocates, we talk about bench, you see. Table sounds so. I want to give them a status that legal people are familiar with. But if you insist that it be called a table, fine. The table has then said that these things should then be incorporated in these documents that you should be familiar with. So what you will have before you now is a document where the errors that has already been written out, read out to us in a meeting,
yeah,
have been incorporated. I want to remind the committee that when the errors were read out in the last meeting, I had requested members of the committee to have access to their bills. And when the state law advisor took us through, we went through the thing page by page, and you could then identify in the bill what the state law advisor was referring to. I hope I am being accurate in what I'm saying now. And there was no objection. It was clear what was being asserted. The list that you have now have got certain errors regarding the line. I just want to clear that up. In reference to the bill, if you look, depending what bill you look at now, the line references may not be the same.
I didn't say well.
So we're going to ask the state law advisor to clear up just that point. I don't want any other point. This list, if I look at it, seems not to correspond to the list that your colleague was reading out when we look at the book. Okay. Are you aware of that, sir? So if you look at
no.
I'm told that the corrections that you brought before the committee was done from the D version of the note.
Mm.
Okay.
The bill that we'll be talking to. This, what it prepares, which is now a vehicle like this as a D version of the bill. This, I'll be talking to this if I have to talk in this meeting.
Mm.
This, which is B6G.
B6G.
Yes. But this, which is the list of amendments. What the chapter can call it, refer to, talk to, F. So, members, when, if I have to speak in this meeting, you must refer to these two pieces of information. These are the two pieces.
The rule that we finally passed and that went to the president is Bill 6. The president in his letter refers to Bill 6.
Okay. So look, I don't want to get into the, this is your table and your bench now. Okay. We don't D things and E things. You have got your own format that you work with. We are concerned. We are interested in the content that the content here writes. Okay.
Yes.
The content here, when we were happy that when your colleague took us through the errors that he had uncovered, I had asked the honorable members to mark it, and as you went through, we were able to capture it on the right line, on the right page, and under the right video. There's no dispute about that. The dispute comes now in what happens at the table, and you've got your numbers wrong and all that. Now, we're not going to fix that here, because that's how you fix that, I think, is your business. What needs to be clear is what was agreed to and what was voted on here. That must be clear. Because I first need to establish that we don't go and fix things that we did not agree to. Okay? So will you just check with your colleagues what the resolution related to, the one that was carried, that was opposed. Okay. The next thing then is, this list is merely meant to bring to the attention of the committee the process that is followed. So this list that is eventually taken that results in the holding amendment. So this, or rather the holding altered. Whatever is the incorporated from this list that is concerned. Honourable Minister, I see you wanted to talk. I'm sorry that I deprived you so long, but I was trying to explain. Now, I thought you were raising your hand to talk.
I'll just have some clarity on this thing, because part of committee amendment, this one I'm considering now, because I think the terminology has to be absolutely clear, but it don't end in confusion. There were two areas of amendment the committee made. It was the inspection referred by the president. In addition and in line with your minutes, which I agree with, you instructed that technical errors must be corrected. Those were not amendments. It was correction of technical errors. And you notify the parliament how the errors have been corrected. I think if we don't make it clear that we're going to end up in problems, as if the the committee took it to itself to permanent the bill which is needed. I think the report is correct, but the way it's written in the report itself, our report should state we agreed with the further reservation, this is how we corrected it. Then in addition, technical errors, we instructed and we corrected, and that's how they intended to correct it. I think that's going to be important if I'm correct, if I'm understanding the way the report is written. I just want to get clarity on that, because it's just called amendment of the whole document.
Chairman, I mean, the minister is correct for the purposes of the report, but I'm just not aware that you can make changes, call them changes of any kind, to a bill without putting them amendments. That's the difficulty. I mean, I don't think you could put on a thing like this. What? Changes, errors. I mean, amendments, that I think they will end up being called amendments. but for the purposes of the report, it must be clear.
Oh,
the textual error, yeah. But I have never seen anything that's going to be called an amendment, whatever it is.
And if there's a correct understanding. But,
no, the only thing from our side would be in that new paragraph, which must be shared with the DA of text. And the
lecture
to the ministry just dealt with, and in the last paragraph.
In the report.
Okay.
On the second page?
Part of the second page. During deliberations, the ad hoc came across some textual errors. The committee has resolved that in addition to the president's reservation, there you must add it to the DA objective.
Committee added at the end of the
that
sentence.
Yes.
So both the DA and the ACDC objective.
Yes.
Both the DA and ACDC objective. Now,
the same applies to the experiment. The committees of the view that these questions are in line with the
Can I understand something before that? Can I understand something? When you say the DA objected, the DA and ACT objected, what does it mean to the intention? The intention is to present, the intention was to clean the bill. Whatever, whether you call it amendments or correction. You see? Now when you say you objected to that, I'm sure it's going to plant the table further into the teeth.
No, I hope it won't plant the table into anything at all. You will remember, Mr. Thompson, that our basic position throughout consistency was the President should be asked for clarification, that under Section 79, we can only amend things of constitutional import, A, and B, the President has to be precise. So you will find that all of the minutes, including the set that we've just done this morning, that in every case where amendments are discussed, we say the DA objected to technical correction of the bill by the state law advisor. Right? So we have objected to purely technical changes, that's not what Section 79 deals with. So we have that difference, and that's why it's important to reflect that again. Also on the last page of the new report, where it says the commitments of the existing corrections are in line with the need to ensure that it's coherent and rational. The committee does not believe they go beyond the scope of the President's reservation. The DA does, of course, believe that they go beyond the scope of any referral under Section 79.
So
all we need to say is that
the objective.
Disagreed or objective, either one.
The DA
and
ACDB.
Yeah.
May I ask something?
Good morning.
I know that I'm a new member. I don't understand. You say the A object.
we hear that there are and the ACDP?
Well, we know their position so well because they've had all the multiple hours of those and they too are on record as objectors.
Now, the reason I'm trying to ask you is that you're presenting this report to the committee for the first time this morning. And the DA is objecting here, the committee is listening to the DA. Now we are assuming that ACDP as well.
No,
we are
not.
Chairperson, I was still on that point. What we are capturing here is what happened.
Yeah,
It's not what. Meaning that if the ACDP was here, could they change their mind? No. Because what we are capturing is what happened the
Thank
other
you.
Day.
Thank you, Mr. Marcus.
I think that is what is happening.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Chairperson, thank you very much. I think that the DA should clarify this for me. The reason why the table returned this thing to the committee is because the table believes that we amended the bill. We went further than what further than the presidential referrals, and we should therefore have asked Parliament to give us a mandate for that. Now, when you go on objecting and objecting and objecting, are you saying therefore that the table is correct, we should have requested a further mandate to deal with punctuation?
We don't believe you can deal with punctuation under Section 79. What the President can refer back to constitutional.
Honourable Member, I'm going to stop the conversation because I want to help you understand what is happening now. There needs to be a misunderstanding what is happening. The process is supposed to be quite simple. Something that has already happened, we're just trying to put into words now. It's already happened. There's no need for us. You can only disagree with the words. Now, we've got the DA happy with the words. They're just happy, unhappy that they did not agree. Now, it's common cause in the minutes that the thing wasn't unanimously carried.
Okay.
And it's common cause that the ACDP and the DA were against this process. Okay? So this is all that is stated. So I think we should leave it there. They object against it, what the table said. Let's we get to other things later. Honorable Martin, on this point.
I'll move for the adoption of with the
Can I just before you move on that, there's an issue unresolved here, which is what view the IFP took. The IFP seemed to have been in agreement, and the ministers also say that. The IFP seemed to generally be in agreement with the amendment or the corrections or errors. Are we going to take the chance of leaving that view out? Or are we going to incorporate that view?
I would say that Honorable Ambrosino was very clear on that. He called it cleaning the bill. So he wants for
this.
Yeah. If we are capturing what happened the other day, then it must be captured that way. He specifically said he supports the cleaning of the bill. With that amendment, I move that we adopt
the report.
Okay.
I second.
When you say with that review or that addition, is it the IFP's view?
That's correct.
Yes,
I'm
not
questioning.
Yeah, I think the member is correct. I remember one member even tried to say, he's extremely happy, and he made then he was happy. So he did support.
No, he supported. Right.
It would be consistent with his, in as much as.
So can somebody give me the words?
I would like to, before you put it up, isn't it correct that the view that will, an opposing view that will, I'm saying a view that reflects on your report will be an opposing view, but all who agree fall within the same content, so we cannot identify individually parties that agree. We can only identify can only identify parties that don't agree.
The difficulty there, the difficulty there is that the vote was taken on that particular issue. And Mr. Abrafidi got both in favor of the issue.
No, he voted in favor of the issue. He voted with us for the first time.
I looked at him.
He voted with us for the first time.
Chairperson has moved, and there was step one there.
Your motion might be out of order if you didn't vote with us. Can we check? Can we agree to that? And if you voted with us, it's fine. We didn't vote with the majority party. It should be captured in the way you say.
No, Chairperson, you agree.
That's correct.
He agreed, but could have voted against it.
No.
You are with, he didn't vote with the opposition.
Maybe after the last paragraph, you say only the ACDP and PA objected. Yeah. And then again, after the last paragraph, only, but you don't mention those who agree. I think that is actually correct.
Yeah. Instead of saying both, say only the
DA. That's only the last.
The last sentence.
The last two paragraphs. The last paragraph of page 1
and the last, the third paragraph of page 2.
So instead of both, you are only.
Yeah. Only the DA. Because we have got a record, you are in the meeting.
I'm going to ask a question before I watch them. A general question. I'll take that motion just after I ask this question. You've had an opportunity, honourable members, and I'm sure as members of this committee you would be concerned, this is after all the information told, and in your enthusiasm to see that this bill is properly done, I'm sure you would have had an opportunity to produce through the bill in your extra time. Is there any other issues, textual or otherwise, errors that members of this committee have identified that need to be brought to the attention of the House?
No.
Do I consider the silence to be a no on them?
May I suggest that, because I was worried about the referencing and control, that you at the committee instruct again the speaker people not to put us in bad.
Because I don't know where the it came from.
Yeah, to go through this thing carefully and make sure that we control that it's
So then, honourable members, having given you an opportunity to raise whatever it is in the bill that you might think necessary to bring to the House attention, there have been no such things. I'm going to offer that motion then. Can I have that motion again? That the report with the necessary adjustments.
I move that the report be adopted with the necessary amendments.
Second by the number two. Is there anybody? Please pay attention. or you started to blame your colleagues. Is there anybody opposing the resolution that's before the committee?
Because you reflect our objection.
The DA objects.
No, we can accept the report because it truly reflects where we object.
The report is unanimously accepted.
Yes.
The report is unanimously accepted.
Yeah.
The minute of this meeting will not be able to be adopted because this is going to be the last meeting. I therefore propose that the same procedure be followed.
Yes,
I will circulate the chairperson's notes to the members for comment, and adjustments will then be made to that chairperson's notes, and it will be kept as a record of the proceedings that took place today. Is that in order, honourable member? And this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Can we pray that it is the
last? I hope so.
I got
into
Minister, you need us in prayer.
You must lead us in prayer.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be.